is a parole hearing for Charles F. Bush. ADC number is 040758. Should be noted that Mr. Bush has waived his right to appear at this hearing. However, we're going to go ahead and conduct the hearing after he has waived his right. Mr. Bush is here for a 31.12 parole to his next regular parole, home arrest, or absolute discharge. That is, he's here for a parole hearing for regular parole, home arrest, or absolute discharge. He is currently serving two life sentences that are running concurrent to each other. Both life sentences are murder in the first degree, and he received death or life sentence on each of those charges. He became parole eligible on March 4th of 07 is when he became parole eligible for those two murders. According to his Arizona Department of Corrections, his institutional progress report, he has stated that he has no plans of transitioning into the community being released due to his life sentence he is serving. He feels farther that he would go to Texas if released. Howard knows he will never be released, but had no definitive plan for housing, food, or clothing, or counseling, or wraparound services, or medical when he was interviewed. He does have an extensive history of the disciplinary actions that has happened within the last 5 years. His last disciplinary actions happened in 2016, in which he received numerous violations. He received one in September for prison contraband, promoting prison contraband, one in October for criminal damage, which is a major. Received another one in August 18th of 16 for criminal damage, which was a major. He also received one on August 18th of 16 for indecent exposure, which is also a major. And he received one on June 28th for criminal damage, which was a major. And he also received one for promoting prison contraband in June, which was also a major. He had received numerous tickets in the year of 2016. However, prior to 2016, he was receiving tickets throughout the years that he had. He has almost 3 pages of discipline actions that have been taken to him. He has appeared before the board on 19 times since 2006. He has 19 parole hearings, and those out of those parole hearings, they were all denied. Two of those he appeared but did not show. They were waived. He has had a very minimal amount of classes. That his last classes were in 2015. One was for changing self and changing social that he received. We do have a letter of objection from the Maricopa County Attorney's Office that is opposed to the inmate being paroled. This is an incident that occurred back in 1979. Mr. Bush, along with some of his co-defendants, were all involved in some satanic worship. They were also involved with a group of people that were involved in committing criminal acts together as a organization. During which time, the organization started to split up. They became suspicious of some of the members that was involved in the organization. They felt they had to kill them in order to protect themselves and the organization. During which time, they took one victim out to the desert and strangled him and then set his vehicle on fire with a blast fire, left him out there in the desert. According to the information that we have, they had previously planned this incident. They talked about it. They set the victim up and subsequently ordered him to move out when he was staying with another female. They then took him out to the desert. When they got out there to the desert, they tried to hit him in the head with a crowbar, at which time he still continued to stand up and not fall. And then they didn't want him to leave while he was out in the desert, so they ordered him to remove his clothing and take his pants and push them down to his ankles so that he would not run. After several attempts to kill him, they were unable to, so they then finally were able to put a cord around his neck and choke him and strangle him until he was out. They placed him inside the car. They were going to drive the car off of a cliff. However, when they tried to do that, the vehicle got stuck and they weren't able to drive the car off the cliff, so they then decided to set the car on fire and left. Through subsequent investigations, they found out that Mr. Bush had been involved in another homicide of another victim, and explained it became necessary to terminate the other victim for the same reason, that they thought that he had gotten weak and would tell about their plans, and they continued to work with him. They also took him out to the desert, where they also attempted to murder him. They did take a knife and try to cut his throat. However, it was just a bug knife. They were unable to cut his throat, and subsequently they did wind up choking him and strangling him to death, leaving him out there in the desert. This is involved, and according to the victim, the defendant, in his statement, he said that he was involved in Satanism, and reported that his basic philosophy of Satanism is that there's no right or wrong, and that the ends justify the means. There are prior letters in here from victims asking that he not be paroled, and there are no family or letters of support from the defendant in support of the defendant. We did have one victim that we did try to call, Ms. Mary Brown, who did not answer the phone. She wanted to be involved in the hearing telephonically. However, we did reach out to her, and she was unable to. But I won't say she was unable. She just didn't get a call. We did leave a message that she could call our office if she still wanted to be involved in the hearing. That is the conclusion based on the information contained in the warrant and the information that we have, because he has been involved in two murders, involved in a satanic relationship, that he has no release plan, no family support, and he states he feels he's going to be still in jail for the rest of his life. He has very, very poor demeanor while in jail. In 2016, he has numerous major violations, and over the years he's has committed various acts while incarcerated, which is the reason why he has so many tickets. Therefore, I do not think it would be in the best interest of the community or the welfare or the safety of the community that Mr. Bush be granted his parole. So therefore, I feel as though his parole for home arrest, regular parole, or absolute discharge should be denied. And because of the time that the incident occurred, there's no, we cannot do a setup. So I am going to also include the reasons why for denial. At this time, it would be that it was a serious and violent offense, loss of life, serious and deep offense, as they tried to kill the victim several times. There were multiple victims involved in this. I'm going to mark history of continued substance abuse, prior criminal history, poor institutional behavior, recent disciplinary infraction, poor no release plan, poor demeanor during hearing while he has a right to not appear in the hearing, no family or community support. Those are going to be my reasons for it at this time.
Mr. Johnson, I may be wrong, but I couldn't find any prior criminal history before the incident offenses. There are two of them.
There are two of them. They were involved. They were all involved in planning. They did one murder, then they did another murder.
Okay, so that, okay.
Right, yes.
Yeah, they weren't, this yeah. didn't happen the same day. So if that yes. counts, that's fine. Thank you.
Okay. Did we vote?
No, we need a second.
We need a second.
I'll second.
Okay.
Agreed.
That is going to conclude the hearing for Mr. Charles F. Bush, ADC number 4075-8 at this time.